Page 136, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The introit on your blue bulletin. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded who seek my life. Let them be turned back and confused who desire my hurt. Let all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. But I am poor and needy. Make haste to help, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and confounded who seek my life. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to God on high.
And on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
We praise you, we bless you, we worship you.
Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, whose gift it is that your faithful possess all things pertaining to faith and life, we implore you that we may so faithfully cling to your promises in this life that we fail not finally to attain to your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the 12th Sunday after Trinity is from the 29th chapter of Isaiah. In that day, the deaf shall hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness. The humble also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the terrible one is brought to nothing. The scornful one is consumed, and all who watch for iniquity are cut off. Who makes a man an offender by a word, and lay a snare for him who reproves in the gate, and turn aside the just by empty words? Therefore, thus says the Lord who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob, Jacob shall not now be ashamed, nor shall his face now grow old. But when he sees his children, the work of my hands in his midst, they will hallow my name, and hallow the Holy One of Jacob, and fear the God of Israel. These also who erred in spirit will come to understanding, and those who complained will learn doctrine. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. The epistle reading is from the third chapter of 2 Corinthians. And we have such trust through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. But if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious? For if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds much more in glory. For even what was made glorious had no glory in this respect, because of the glory that excels. For if what is passing away was glorious, what remains is much more glorious. This is the word of the Lord.
Alleluia,
alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Again, departing from the region of Tyre and Sidon, Jesus came through the midst of the region of Decapolis to the Sea of Galilee. Then they brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to put his hand on him. And he took him aside from the multitude, put his fingers in his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then, looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." Immediately his ears were open, and the impediment of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plainly. Then he commanded them that they should tell no one. But the more he commanded them, the more widely they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." This is the gospel of our Lord. The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Thank you. Our sermon text is from Mark chapter 7, verse 34. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, which means be opened. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. When that ancient serpent, the devil, told Eve and Adam that they would not surely die, he hadn't told her the half of it. The effect of the fall of man into sin has been disastrous. St. Paul tells us in Romans 8:22, for we know that the whole creation groans and labors. God's creation, designed as the harmonious cradle of man's existence, changed into a harsh and sometimes deadly test of man's limits. From the thorns and thistles, which sprang from the earth, to the wild animals, which fight against him, to the natural disasters of hurricanes, flooding, volcanoes, tornadoes, this world has become a hostile place for man's existence. When the serpent lied and spoke of death, the physical and bodily infirmities which are a part of this now lifelong process of death, when he spoke of death, those things were surely included. Bodily organs do not always work the way they're supposed to. The heart doesn't pump. The liver doesn't clean the blood. The lungs don't receive oxygen. The hands ache with arthritis. The legs don't carry the weight. The body doesn't fight off disease. And in today's text, the man's ears don't hear and his tongue doesn't communicate. Man's intellect as well hasn't escaped the brunt force of the fall into sin. Although man retains the wonderful gift of human reason, his sin often weakens his natural powers and, well, man does not gain understanding. Without perfect knowledge, devoid of a right relationship with God, man uses his reason, his human reason, to fight against the truth. He sets up arguments against the knowledge of God. He finds that he is taken captive through a hollow and deceptive philosophy, and he turns aside to old wives' tales. But concerning this disastrous result of sin, the fall into sin, finally and most importantly, the fall has caused man to have spiritual infirmities that will result in eternal death. Our sinful nature prevents a free will in spiritual ways. We are born dead in our trespasses and sins. We are unable to come to God. By nature, we are unable to believe in God. Romans 5:12 says, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world and death through sin, thus death spread to all men because all sinned. In today's text, though, our Lord Jesus sighs. He sighs and looks to heaven in order to show that the deaf mute, that everything which we need for faith and life comes from the Heavenly Father. Furthermore, we know that all good things come through the beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. We see that our compassionate Lord desires to help us. Out of His graciousness, our Heavenly Father sent us His Son to crush the head of that ancient serpent and to restore what we had lost in the fall. First and foremost, Jesus came to take away sins. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And although Jesus will repair and restore all creation, yes, he will do that, but he desires to be known as the Savior from sin. The Heavenly Father desired him to be named Jesus, which is translated one who saves from sin. The Lord began his ministry. He began his ministry at his baptism, and it was at that point there that Jesus took upon himself the sins of the world, was covered with our iniquity. From that point, Jesus preached and taught as he made his way to die. Jesus suffered and died so that by his death he would gain for us life. He would take the curse which we deserved upon himself, and we would receive the blessing which he had acquired. In our baptism, we are united with Jesus, who united himself with our humanity and bore our sin. But there is more. There is much more. He desires to enlighten us with his gifts so that we have wisdom and understanding. We are not slaves who know nothing of our master's business. Our God forgives sin and then he enlightens us with his gifts. St. Paul in 1 Corinthians 12 says this, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led." You see, God doesn't want to leave us in our ignorance. He says, "Now listen, you followed dumb idols." But he wishes to educate us. He wishes to teach us his ways. He sends out preachers to teach us the law and the gospel. They show us the great love that God had for us and how he sent us his son to undo the devil's work. God saved us through baptism. He gives us baptism to save us and to renew us. He gives us confession and absolution so that our sin can be cut off and the power of sin might be broken. He gives us his body and blood so that we are filled and satisfied with good things. We sing, "Lord, may your body and your blood be for my soul the highest good." We receive the highest good. Furthermore, our Lord, who created our body and soul, desires, well, he desires healing. And healing for both, body and soul. He desires us to be physically healthy and bodily sound. He directs us to pray for our daily bread because he cares about our bodily existence. Repeatedly, what do we see? We see Jesus miraculously healing those with leprosy, paralysis, and sickness. Those who ask for mercy always are given restoration of bodily health. He desires it for them. Where there was a lack of food in the wilderness, our Lord provided bread before the famine could harm them. You see, our Lord is not unconcerned. He's not. He cares about our body with the hostile world which we live in, and that includes our body. And as man is both body and soul, there is often an interaction between the bodily and the spiritual. You see, bodily sickness might be an impediment to spiritual healing. There are those like the deaf and the mute man for which their sickness gets in the way of hearing the word of God and confessing the faith. So Romans 10:17 says, "So that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And then in order, well, that faith might come through that. Earlier in Romans 10:14 it says, "How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" So therefore, what happens? God sends out preachers with his word. But this man cannot hear the word, nor can he call upon the Lord with his tongue. And so Jesus sighs. He sighs at the physical and the spiritual condition of men. And then Jesus miraculously heals the physical that he might also bring to this man spiritual healing. Our gracious Lord has many different ways of bringing the gift of faith through the hearing of the word. It may not always be a miraculous hearing. He may do it by means of providing assistance. And so the Lord provides wheelchairs, wheelchair ramps, physical therapy, to help us to regain our mobility so that we are able to attend the divine service. Hearing aids, modern medicine. Doctors can restore health or at least minimize the damage of sickness. Live streaming, recorded services and Bible studies are not ideal, but they provide one of the means in which, well, these physically infirmities are overcome when someone cannot be present. Another way, you may not have considered it, our Lord has provided holy baptism to create faith in infants and others who are not able to come to faith through the cognition of hearing the word. You see, our Lord in the Great Commission tells the church to baptize and teach in order to make disciples. Well, with adults, we teach them, and once they have been taught, we say, do you wish to be baptized into this faith? And they receive baptism. But for infants, I can't teach them in that way. And so we baptize them first, and then we teach them later. Parents bring their children to receive the Lord's gifts, and the Lord provides. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 says this, and we have such trust through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. We're not sufficient, but the Lord keeps giving us his gifts, making it so that we are able to have these things. The prayer for today, the colic, yes, we do indeed have everything that we need for faith and life. All of our gifts of body and soul have come from the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, who in his sighing for us shows that he wants us to have these gifts. Our God cares for the whole person, body and soul. Finally, we are to use our gifts to please our Lord. Do not be like the crowd who disobeyed the Lord's word. The Lord told them not to speak of the healing of this deaf mute, but they spread the news out about this healing anyway, and due to their disobedience, Jesus wasn't able to preach the gospel of salvation. He had to remain out in the countryside due to miracle seekers. In another place, you might remember how Jesus provided bread for the 5,000 lest they faint in the wilderness on their way back home. A very gracious thing. But the people decided that they were going to make him king by force. He would be their bread king. And thus, those people who, through their disobedience, Jesus was not able to continue his work of preaching and teaching, but had to withdraw from them and to cross over the Sea of Galilee. No, don't be like them. You have been given not only forgiveness and faith, you've been given body and the means to protect that body and restore that body. You have been given gifts, enlightened with his gifts. You have gifts of eyes, ears, and all your members. So use them to receive God's gifts and serve your neighbor. You have a gift of human reason. Use it to acquire wisdom and understanding. Do not be misled by hollow words, nor use your knowledge to tear down your neighbor. You have been given physical means to, well, protect yourself from natural disasters and harm. Yes, use your blessings that you might serve your neighbor. Remember that your sufficiency is not of yourself. Remember that you may be the assistance, that the Lord provides in order to bring faith and, well, salvation to others. In the epistle, today's epistle, St. Paul speaks of the Corinthians congregation, and he describes them and says that the members are a letter, that they are an epistle. He says God's going to use them by their confession of faith, their acts of love. He says others will, like a letter, read them and thus come to faith. 2 Corinthians 3. You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Clearly you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, on the heart. So we too then use the gifts God hath given. Your children, they need to be baptized and taught. Your friends and relations need to hear the word. Those who are hurting need your assistance. Those who are in need will receive your donations. You may be the one to bring someone to church, or you may be the one to push the wheelchair. Use your ears to hear the word of God. Use your mouth to praise the Lord for the salvation you have received. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. The offertory is page 143. We stand. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, we give you thanks that even while our ears did not discern your call to repentance and our mouths were silent when it came to your praise, that your creative word opened our ears and our lips, so that faith came by hearing and our lips bore the fruits of faith. Let us pray to the Lord. We ask that your people might consider your Son's working in the public ministry of the Holy Spirit to be a glorious service of forgiveness and healing. We ask that our Bishop James, our pastors Michael and Gary, that they would see the pastoral office as a glorious ministry that brings righteousness, that the daily services would open ears to hear and lips to declare your praise. We bring before you Iglesia Confesional de Colombia and their pastor Carlos Marin, that you would uphold their ministry even in the midst of the lockdown there in Mexico. Bless our director Keeley as well as the teachers and staff of our learning center. Let us pray to the Lord. Endow our President Donald, our Governor JB, our Mayor Steve, federal and state legislators, county commissioners, city officials, and all our judges, with grace to rule for the maintenance of goodness and the hindrance of evil. Protect those who serve in the armed forces, especially Timothy, Danny, Jason, and Blake, as well as our police officers, especially Daniel and Alex, that they may diligently carry out their duties, be protected from all harm and danger. Merciful Lord, look with kindness upon those who suffer in the aftermath of Hurricane Laura. According to your will, supply their needs, restore dwellings, bring renewed health to the afflicted, give them hope and comfort in the midst of their distress, Grant them faith in the one who suffered for us, Jesus Christ. Guide, equip, strengthen, and protect all who work to bring healing and relief. Swiftly restore order and peace. Let us pray to the Lord. Provide for our shut-ins, Rachel and Carolyn, as well as our elderly, Violet and Burdell. Provide for the needs of Priscilla, Caitlin, Jade, Kevin, Linda, Rick, Michael and Patty, Rebecca, Victor and Marcia, Tony, Gary. We also ask that you would be with the unborn child of Blake and Danielle. Provide for our students, for Kara, Andrew and Eric, Jonathan, Kirsten, Alexis, Sarah, Benjamin, and Jacob. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the suffering and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, Holy,
and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Thank you.
thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures
forever. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith towards you and in fervent love towards one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.